Here we go. Freedom funnel, first try.
Uh-oh. Hype them up, Danny.
Here, we do it to this.
You are now listening to On Tap with the Boys, a podcast about beer, bad decisions, and bad friends, with your hosts, Cody, Tyler, Dalton, and Tucker.
All right. Here is the second take of the new episode of On Tap with the Boys. We were going on a solid
minute or two.
3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I forgot I was not recording. So you guys get the second take.
We're taking applications for new producers.
Yeah, I wanted to shout out my my profile on Indeed. It's at Tyler Plaschik. I got job applications out there. You guys send in your applications for a producer and whatnot.
Yeah, you go. Yeah.
That's how Indeed works, right? I actually don't have it.
It is.
Okay, there you go.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. You can send in businesses. Works. So today's episode is going to be started off with our official Busch Light Apple review. We're 2 weeks behind the deal. You know, our timing just didn't link up right.
You guys already know how much it sucks or how good it is, so it doesn't matter.
And I think,
but you're going to get our opinion.
We've all had it.
I've had one.
Yeah, same here.
Yes.
Okay.
I had a couple of sips.
I wanted to wait, but dude, the hype was unreal.
I will refresh my memory and we'll give our
I don't remember opinions. What it tastes like because I was pretty drunk when I had the couple
sips. I can tell you exactly what it tastes like if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Let's
open them up. And have a little sip and then aerate it, and then we'll come together. One sip, everyone knows the rules.
Okay. Yeah. That's all I need is one sip. I'm going to be honest with you. Not a massive fan. Not a huge fan. smells like shit to me. I hate it. Not like shit, but.
Okay.
So. Like, it doesn't smell good.
To me?
Too apple-y almost.
The first one I had. Tastes a little stronger. This one's not as strong. I don't know if it's because it's warmer, but it tastes like the green part of a caramel apple sucker.
Yes, fake apple. It tastes like fake apple. Yep. Not natural not flavors. Apple.
You're trying to tell me this is not real apple flavoring in this thing?
I don't
know.
What does it say on it?
I don't know.
But what I do, okay, so apple cider, or Angry Orchard, right? That's not a beer.
It's a cider.
Yeah, so it...
This is a cider beer, isn't it?
It's a beer.
It is just straight up beer.
It's a light lager with natural flavors.
So that's what nice. That's what I think it has going for it. It tastes like a beer. It finishes like a beer.
It does finish like a beer.
It doesn't leave like that sugary taste you get in your mouth.
It's not too.
And now this is brutally honest. We have nothing to gain from this, obviously.
No, it's not.
So I'm going to say it is definitely the best faux apple flavored drink that I've had.
I'd say that.
I could agree.
Yeah. It's better than cider.
I'd rather drink this over cider. Not a huge fan of the Reds.
No.
The Angry Orchards. I'm not a huge fan of that
stuff. Stella Artois isn't horrible.
That is pretty good on tap.
I like this more.
Never had Stella.
Are we going to put this on a 0 to 10? 10 being good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
6.
I was honestly going to say 6.
6.
Just right, kind of right in the middle, just 6. Like whatever.
What do you got?
I was going to say like 7.
Okay. I was going to say 7 also. So we can say the average On Tap with the Boys review of the Busch Light Apple is a 6.5.
We should start something on our website of our review.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good idea. A page where we review everything.
We've drank a lot of freaking beers.
A stock photo of this and our 0 to 10 rating.
That's actually a good idea.
Any beer from 320. 10, 10, 10, 10.
Yeah.
We've never given a 320 beer a bad review.
One thing. So when I had my first one, at the Cricket, one of my first thoughts was they should do an orange beer. Why has no one done?
Bud Light has it.
Isn't Blue Moon orange?
Blue Moon is orange flavored also.
Is it though? Is it just a beer that they garnish with an orange?
Oh, it could be.
No, it's brewed with orange peel.
I was thinking
Shock
like
Top do it too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, Shock Top.
We had Shock Top orange in here.
Yeah, but that's not a light beer, is it?
No, I guess not.
No, it is. I think that's a lager.
That is it came off more angry than I wanted it to be. I wanted it to be like, that's not a light beer, is it? But it was like, that's not a light beer now, is it?
Like, no, I understood what you were saying. No offense taken.
I mean, this is apple, they should make it orange, right? Like,
yes.
I can see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying.
A citrus beer, I think it'd be good. Like a hardcore citrus.
Bud Light did try doing it.
Did they?
But it was not that good.
Never
it was too orangey.
Yeah.
It came in the tall, slim cans. It was the same shape can as like a Red Bull, but it was orange.
Oh, really? Oh,
I think
it was last summer.
Lime, like a lime can?
Last summer, yeah.
Yeah, lime
and the lemon.
Okay, if I'm, was it called Bud Light Citrus?
No, that is...
Or is that one of the...
Maybe.
Well, whatever.
Did we?
No, I think it was just Bud Light Orange.
Did we even review the Bud Light Lemon on here?
On the desk building episode.
Yeah.
We did.
But what? That's another thing, too. Like, we're so hyped on Busch Light. Like, Busch Light Apple came out fucking massive. Like, we're going to do this, you know?
Yeah.
But the Bud Light just throwing all these freaking flavors on. And we're like, fuck you, Bud Light. Well, we don't care.
None of us are really Bud Light guys, so.
No. I mean...
I would love to be, honestly, I would love to be. Yeah. I just can't drink Bud Light.
Convince us.
When they first came out with this, like, what is it, the 13th, where they started doing it on Facebook?
Yep, July 13th.
I went to the liquor store just thinking that. I was like, well, they might not have it already, but I was like, oh, if they do, sweet, I'll pick it up. I bought that, and I went over to my buddy Steven's house, and I literally show up, and he's like, what's that? I'm like, you haven't followed Facebook? It's Apple flavor.
It's been huge.
I've seen this hype for a long time, and it like comes and goes. Like last October, I swear they hyped it.
I think so.
And it never came out.
The marketing campaign behind this Busch Light Apple is absolutely genius. Mm-hmm.
What you posted in our On Tap Bellied Up group, the dude with
the hunting thing.
Oh my God. That was beautiful.
That was so funny.
It's a guy who like is full hunting, bow hunting gear. And he's got his case, like the hunt is over, and he like harvested a case of Busch Light Apple. It's funny. I was impressed.
Something
beautiful like, photos too. It's hilarious.
I'll pull it up. He said this. The ender of the whole thing was just freaking beautiful. It said, "Load faster, come on."
You should have bought a nicer computer.
Something about knocking an arrow and.
It says,
it was like he was giving
you know them. What they say, once the arrow goes thwack, a cold one gets cracked. And that's true, though, because when you are hunting, like when we go bow hunting in Canada, when you shoot your bear, you get wasted that night.
Or when you're cleaning the damn thing.
Just in general. You just get
wasted. This is why like my hunting experiences are so different than everybody else's. Everybody that around like, oh yeah, I went to hunting camp, can't wait for hunting camp, this. I've always hunted at my house. It's always come home to grandma making heart. You know? Like dude,
you're going very family.
Oh, very. I've never gotten drunk after hunting. Well, maybe, other than going to the bars.
No
like,
kidding.
No. I come home sandwiches and we do chores. Like you don't. Yeah, my that hunting, terrible. That's why I'm not, like, really into hunting. Like, I always white-tailed hunt. I skipped, like, 4 years. I'm like, you know, I don't really care.
You know, I'm bummed. I signed up for that sportsman's banquet or whatever.
It never happened.
Yeah,
they keep pushing it back. Yeah. They're saying, like, October now or something.
I know. I gave my brother,
that
like
is a really cool banquet, though.
It is incredible.
Gave my brother, like, 200 bucks and haven't heard a word.
But they said that if they push it back one more time, they're going to do it next year.
Yeah. I'm cool with not getting my money back, just so everybody knows, because conservation.
When you go in to get your fishing license, get your deer license, get everything all at the same time, you know? You're just supporting the wilderness.
Yeah, and the wild Busch Light apples out there roaming.
Never bought a fishing license in my life.
Really?
Ever.
Have you ever fished?
Yes.
Criminal! I'm calling the police.
Wait, no, you wouldn't call it.
Hello, 911.
I go maybe catfishing once a year. Once every other year.
Illegally go catfishing once a year.
Because I'm a criminal.
Do you use a fishing pole?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just making sure you're doing it right.
So, we got a little surprise.
Oh, yeah.
We got a little shipment in.
All right.
The boys are now sponsored, for those of you that don't know.
Seriously?
Yeah. That's what John said.
But you already opened it.
I did open it to make sure that there was nothing too crazy.
Oh, this is from them?
So, hold on. We're officially, sponsored.
He said his exact words.
Capital
S. Do you want a sponsor? And I said, yeah, hell yeah. And then he said, what's your address? That was the whole conversation.
Now, who is this? Who is this? Let's get a little background on like Austin, this company.
So for those of you that don't know, Tits and Beer Co. is a
clothing,
lifestyle, skateboarding brand based out of Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Which is
where we went to college.
Well, Cody's mom's lived there, so. But yeah, lives there. And Cody's second home is there. But yeah, I mean, you've known him for years, and I went there to college.
Since first move up there, they're huge in the skateboarding scene up there, and they got awesome merch. Tyler and I used to spend all of our free money on t-shirts.
We'd flip clothes for them. They'd be like, you know, if you sell 10 shirts, we'll give you a shirt. So we'd go through the dorms like selling shirts.
Like, all right, give me 20 of them. Yeah. I want two shirts.
Yeah. I remember you guys slapping them stickers everywhere.
Everywhere.
They got badass stickers, koozies, hats. Oh, no. Yeah, beanies, shirts. Oh, they're sweet. Anyways, look it up. Titsandbeerco.com.
Awesome. I tell you what.
Titsandbeerco.com.
If you do one thing, let's hype them up. The best Instagram page I follow.
Yes.
Just go for it.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah. Look them up. Look them up real quick. Tits and Beer Co. Right. Anyways, I'm going to open this package. This is directly from Tits and Beer.
Holy shoot. Dang, homie. Holy crap.
They hooked the boys up. Those
are the Baywatch koozies.
Yes. Nice. With those some badass koozies.
There is titties on this koozie right here.
Look at that.
Let's see this.
There's even five of them. That's friggin' perfect.
That's awesome.
So,
oh, and a bottle opener.
Oh, hell yeah. There's tits on it.
So cool.
Nice.
The bottle opener's stacked, bro.
Yo, so going off of this beer koozie, can we take a bathroom break real quick?
No. Yeah, so the boys hooked it up with some tits and fucking beer koozies.
Dude, this packaging is super official.
Tits and effing beer. The International, I really like that one. The Baywatch koozie, it's got boobs poking off of the koozie.
Big old titties.
That's
on
pretty
it.
Pretty sweet. Hell yeah. Thanks, boys.
This is awesome. Thank
this
you.
This is badass.
Thank you.
So hopefully in the near future here, we get the guys on an episode here. I got big plans for an episode with...
There's even a donk on it.
Got big plans. Dude, dragging a wagon
for
over there.
A tits and beer episode with the guys on.
I think that'd be an awesome interview.
And it is going to get out of hand. I can already tell you that right now because those guys like to party.
Well, back when, we used to. Yeah. Back in college, hell yeah.
Makes used to party. Top heavy.
Used to party with John all the time.
The boobies dented my can.
All right, I got to get this thing off.
Yeah, I folded it in there.
The tits and beer lifeguard, though.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Ooh, there's proper care and
stuff. That's awesome.
Yeah, dude, that packaging is like
super
official.
You gotta wash gently by hand with a soft, clean cloth and mild detergent or dishwashing liquid.
I've never gotten a can koozie this official before.
Me either.
This
is probably the nicest koozie I've ever had.
Machine wash this can koozie.
Okay.
I bet
people call me a machine, so I'll have somebody else.
I bet these.
Yeah, okay.
Shut up. That's
awesome.
These koozies actually work really good because they feel thick.
Oh yeah,
they feel like good neoprene.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, no.
They feel hilarious. Thick and they look thick.
Wow,
they're definitely real.
I love it.
I can feel it. They're definitely.
Thanks,
real.
Boys.
That's awesome.
Friggin' appreciate
thank you guys.
It. It's badass.
Hell
so
yeah.
We're just waiting on you now. You just got to tell us when you're coming on an episode, and then we're gonna get ready for a long weekend.
Absolutely. That will be a good one.
So that is actually not the only package that we have received. We did get another viewer submission package.
You gonna show us your package too?
We have three packages on today's episode.
I don't know whether we call them viewers or listeners.
We could probably make that four if we're doing it like that.
A listener.
Are we one of those groups that's gonna come up with like a slang name for our people?
The boys.
The boys.
We're all boys. Boys.
Even if you're a girl, you're a boy.
Well, yeah. So, absolutely.
This is from Tim Belland.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
He's from Pine, but moved to, where does he live now?
Kentucky, you think?
Kentucky?
That's a stretch.
The hell do you do in Kentucky?
Did you open this one?
I did open this
one. Oh, yes! I see the video!
No way!
I had to wash it.
Okay, fair.
So it's a freedom funnel. Have you guys ever seen these?
I seen a dude do, like, on put a hose on it. Yeah.
So... You fill this up with beer, and then you tip it back, and all the beer comes in your mouth, but it looks like
an who's got eagle. A full beer?
That's freedom right there.
Let's go.
I got two full warm ones.
Here, right. Here. Here you go.
Fuck those apples.
Oh, okay.
How about them apples?
This thing's pretty sweet. Yeah, I've seen a guy that had it on, like, a big-ass stick.
I saw one. It was, like... It was someone was filling up, and he had a stick on one end of it, and then a rope tied to the other end, and it hinged up. And he
Yeah, that's the one I saw. Yep.
Down.
He's like, dressed full American flag gear.
Like, that is sweet.
Dude, you could put a lot in here.
How many beers do you think you could fit in the
probably three
freedom funnel?
I would honestly, I was gonna say three. I think you fit three in here. Dang. I ain't doing that, but yeah,
no, I ain't doing that. I don't
expect you to.
All right, buddy. I believe in you.
Here we go. Freedom funnel, first try.
Uh-oh. Hype them up, Danny.
Here, we do it to this.
Wow.
See, now what we need, though,
impressive.
Is you got to put it like the Screaming Eagle.
Let me try.
He does
oh, there you go.
Just the...
Yeah, that's an eagle.
Close enough.
I'm not going to be able to do it near.
I think we need a Danny DeVito soundbite at some point.
Suicide, BNN. How about an egg in this trying time?
Why don't we take bets on how soon until we get copyright infringement and action gets taken against
us? I don't think you can.
Yeah, we switched his first letter and his last letter of his first and last name.
Yeah, we took the first letter of his last name and put it in the front of his first name.
So it's not Danny DeVito, it's Danny DeVito.
Oh! Junius.
Yes. Or Juniuses.
Big brain power.
Wow, you're slow.
Yeah, I wouldn't really say it's a bald eagle, but more like a vulture.
That sounded like you burped through a mile of bubbles.
Coming up to say hello.
Was it the apple?
That was the apple.
That's why, bro.
I'm not going to lie. That was not that great.
Some applesauce.
I thought the apple would taste better if it was all at once, but
apparently
not.
I learned a couple weekends ago on the boat, I learned that I can slam Twisted Teas, but I can't slam anything else. Twisted Teas are smooth.
There's like no carbonation.
Yeah, that's what's up right there. If you think you can't slam beers like I can't,
might taste like shit.
Twisted Tea will put you... But you're right. I am not doing this.
Get him a twist of tea.
Dalton has COVID, so we're just taking precautions.
Yeah. See, there's actually 6 feet. This is all movie magic.
We're actually standing 20 feet apart from each other. I just clip it in to make it look closer.
Yeah, our basement's actually the size of a warehouse.
Uh-huh.
It is.
Somebody's warehouse.
Oh, that feels better.
A 10 by 20 warehouse. So the merch drop. What are you guys' feelings on that? I'm pretty hyped about that.
It went well.
I do realize that I owe you guys each a case of beer. I have not forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. Over $1,000 in the first 24 hours.
Yep.
That is awesome.
Is this some sort of bet?
He made a bet. Yeah. We were on the phone. We were on the phone when he said it. But yeah, we were like two hours in or something. He's like, if you guys do $1,000, I'll buy a case of beer for every one of you in the first 24 hours. I'm like, okay.
It's going to be friggin' Red Dog or something.
Well, it might as well be something we don't... Well, then again, I don't want to hold 30 rack Red Dog.
I think what I would do is I think I'd actually go for everybody's preference beer.
Well, so that's easy.
More of us bring it.
So we actually sold out of absolutely everything except the...
Pre-order shirts?
Except the shirts and some of the stickers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Everything else, yeah, gone.
It's awesome. And you're saying you're getting a lot of hype over the hats and everything. And
oh yeah,
the hats. I think people dig the coolers because there's nothing like it.
No,
it's super unique.
I've never until you had showed me this company, you know, weeks and weeks ago. I had never seen anything like it. And the second I saw it, I was like, oh, dude, it's like a can koozie for a case of beer. That's genius.
Oh yeah.
How did it take until the year 2019 for somebody to come up with that?
I don't know. And they were on Shark Tank and everything.
Yeah, and of course it was some college kids.
Hell yeah, geniuses. I love it.
Genius. And they seem just like us, honestly.
They're like our age, aren't they?
If you go on their Instagram and whatnot, they do have like a whole marketing team, I guess, of people that got that Mark Cuban money. Hang out, party, have the coolers around, take photos and videos.
Well, they got
that
challenge.
How freaking cool would that be?
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be badass.
To what?
Be them.
Science.
Oh, that's true. We'll trade you straight up.
Yeah. You can have our basement.
But just our warehouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, our
five panels of old wood. So for today's episode, I have a little bit planned out for And we're leaving. A little bit planned out. And it's called Who's Piercing Their Nipples First?
Oh, wow. That's very intricate.
Not it.
How do we do that?
Was it like...
Didn't you already pierce your nipples? I think Kyle already pierced this once.
Oh, no!
Look at him drinking. He's like, I'm not drunk enough.
Yes, yes. Tyler, yes, I did. It's not fun.
Yeah? Yeah. Let's do it again then. You already got a hole.
I don't want to.
Okay.
I'm getting sensitive.
How long is
here?
like the healing time for that? Like, did they ever like...
Oh, I took mine out within like 12 hours of
having. Oh, yeah. You just said screw this.
I've heard that it can take up to a year for it to heal. It's a long healing process.
Well, like, it's not like I'd keep him in. Like he said, probably 12 hours tops.
We would need to make a video out of this.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But I'm probably not doing it.
That probably sounds like a yes.
But hey, if somebody out there wants to get their nipples pierced by the boys,
we have the hookups.
Though. We're not certified, but we could probably get it done.
We can practice on our can koozies.
There you go.
We have all the materials from Danica to be able to pierce a nipple. Mm-hmm. So we just need a willing volunteer.
We just need a nipple.
We should get one of those. We could practice on one of those. Brody's dad had it in the fish house.
Oh, a sex toy. What?
No. It was like the fish that dances on the wall, but it was boobies.
Oh, boobies. Yeah.
Like the mounted boobs. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Get those. We could practice.
Yeah.
Somebody's
that's a good point. Boob. I'd be down. A little rubber nipple.
Yeah.
Hey, rubber nipple. No practice needed, actually. I can envision it and we'll be perfect.
Yeah.
We that's already know what we're doing.
Okay. Yeah.
We have the confidence. We have the confidence to go into it without having any practice.
And plus, we got the alcohol not to feel it. So,
her dad. I won't feel a thing.
Well, you
do it to somebody else.
Speaking of which, doing it to somebody else.
Uh oh,
I'm just kidding. I wasn't going anywhere with that. That was a funny setup.
Like, what do you mean?
That video, the pro drinker video, 32.8K.
That's insane.
32, almost 33,000 views on Facebook.
That's a good tear.
That's like good. That's like 10 times the people that live in our town.
It is. Yeah, over 10.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If we disclude the new census, because we don't know what that is yet.
I haven't even did that. When do they come and arrest you?
You don't exist.
When do they come arrest you? Tomorrow. I can like rob a bank.
They said our arresting day is tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. Sick. Yeah. I've just been putting it out. They quit sending me letters. So
they're probably gonna show up and be like, "Sir, you didn't do your census, and we hear you've never bought a fishing license."
I think they just go door to door, like trying to fill it out, don't they? Like just try to do it in person.
I have no idea.
I don't know. No, I doubt it.
I won't be at home anyway, so.
Once every 10 years, man.
Do I just roll with it?
There is people that go around and do it, but yeah. I don't think here.
Well, I don't know.
I got my census in the mail.
Yeah, no, I did too. I got
Abby did mine for me.
Yeah, she told me it was really easy. I just never did it. She said, like, if you just go online, it'd be like 5 minutes. I'm like, yeah, fuck it, let's get arrested.
What's your address again?
281-330-8005.
My town.
On 2nd Street or?
No. Yep.
It's the one by the church, right?
Which one?
The third one.
There's a couple churches around here.
There is actually.
It's all there
is. Well, tell you what, I got to refill up on another beer and maybe go to the bathroom. Well, you should have took a little bathroom break.
Sounds good. I need another beer. Yep.
It's time for a bathroom break. The boys will be right back.
I'm not ready.
What? I'm not ready. We're back from the bathroom break. I hope you enjoyed that video of Tyler in college.
Oh, God. What?
I'm just guessing that's what we're going to put in there.
I hope it's not.
I really hope it's not.
Because I can think of some videos from college, and I don't want those on there.
Oh, we'll blur your face.
I got it. Oh.
Yeah, blur my face. Here's this video from college. Well, that was Squatch, not
which
Tyler.
One is, you don't know which one's Tyler, the only one with a blurred face.
That'd actually be funny.
I'm just picturing this one. Hey, F this B.
No.
What?
I really hate bees. It was a beehive. And
yeah.
Are you allergic, though?
No. He's pissing all over a guy's truck.
That's one of them.
No, that video,
I have, no. I have a, like 11,000 or 12,000 photos on my phone, and I think maybe a third of them are Tyler in college.
Yes.
It is so funny. I got a whole photo album of Tyler in college. It's awesome.
What's the photo?
I have a couple from when we were in high school.
Uh-oh. It's always great because every day I find out that more and more of my coworkers listen or watch.
Oh, a guy today,
one of my coworkers today, we were just talking about something. Like, yeah, I only know that because I watch your page. I follow your page.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, fuck.
Aren't you his boss, though?
No, not this one. I was on a different crew. There's a new foreman, and I was helping him out today.
Oh, I was going to say.
So now the new foreman knows that I just met today that I do this.
It's awesome.
Dang.
Just get fucking
you couldn't even throw that over them.
There's only a couple of people at my work that know this is a thing.
And that's how the guy explained it to my coworker. He's like, well, what is it about? He's like, he just gets fucking drunk with his friends and talks. It's funny. I'm like, thanks. All right.
Everybody at my work knows about it.
My old job knew about it too. They're like, hey, I saw that video here. And I'm like, hey, you gotta be more specific.
Can you please be more specific? I've been in a lot of videos. What website was on?
Exactly, yeah. Did it start with an X and end with an X?
Oh my goodness. It actually started with a P and ended with a B.
And a hub?
Yeah.
Actually, .com.
.com. Did you guys hear about the federal coin shortage?
Yes, I did.
Going on
right
now?
Didn't I just tell you about that?
We just talked about it like yesterday or 2 days ago.
What do you mean?
Apparently there's a federal coin shortage and they might be killing the penny.
Okay, they should.
Yeah, I agree.
Round it up to the nearest nickel.
Well, actually, a lot of businesses, we were just talking about this yesterday, are rounding up to the whole dollar.
Because they don't have coins.
So there's
that's almost a crime, I would assume.
So let's say your purchase,
they price everything at $4.99 anyway.
Well, yeah, a lot of these businesses are using this COVID as an excuse for exact change. You can only give us the exact change. So if you don't have the change, we round it up to the next dollar. If it's $27.25, it goes up to $28.
It says it right on that dollar bill. Though,
I'd rather do that anyways.
Payment
though.
For any. Debts, yeah, foreign or domestic.
That was like Mississippi.
Yeah, but not if you don't have enough.
But there was like Missouri or somebody is saying that they will not take cash right now. It's card only, and that's illegal.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That if you don't accept that, then you're voiding your.
Like if I give you a debt. 10 and it was $5, you better give me a 5.
Well, they still have. I mean, they still have paper.
Right.
It'll take a long time for it to phase out, but I think this is their way of going to cryptocurrency.
Oh, you're saying no change. I gotcha.
Yeah.
There's no way. I don't see that ever working just because of the way that things work here.
You can't do that. You need to have physical currency will never die.
No,
there needs to be a trade, a visual for people.
Yeah, like
that's just fucked. Somebody can take over.
Now, right now, I honestly don't carry that much cash, if any.
I don't either.
But
I don't really.
But it's nice to be able to give somebody cash.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. How are you supposed to buy drugs?
I did see a post.
Yeah, or tip.
I did see a post on Facebook that said if you get rid of cash, you get rid of absolutely everything. If we were to all of a sudden switch to cryptocurrency, you can trace absolutely everything. There's no more kids' lemonade stands. There's no more
that's,
your neighbor kid coming over mow the lawn. There's no more. None of that.
That's what I mean. That can't happen.
Yeah. What are you going to tax?
You can't pay cash. Yeah.
I actually like this topic we're going on, but just a short tangent, we can come back. You talk about lemonade stands. You see, Country Time Lemonade is doing the biggest little bailout, and they're giving stimulus checks to kids for their lemonade stands.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so they're giving out $100 Visa cards to the kids that can't have their lemonade stands.
Oh, that's all right. That one.
What a
heart.
Great country. Like, genius. A great company.
Beautiful marketing. Yeah.
And that's Country Time?
I'm pretty sure it's Country Time.
Country Time?
Yeah.
You're awesome.
I hope that's the company now.
If it's not Country Time, Country Time.
I don't
time,
know another.
Do it.
You know what's weird is if you were to say name a lemonade, I would have been like Lipton. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But you said Country Time, and I can picture the package.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And how it's like the whole
yellow
thing.
With the wood.
Yeah, I was thinking pink. I was thinking the pink one.
Oh, okay.
But,
I think.
Yeah, but with the wood. One.
He's but got the drug dealer money. He can afford pink lemonade.
He's not a dealer. He's a buyer.
Yeah. I did see a thing yesterday that was talking about French linguists were arguing over whether COVID-19 was feminine or masculine as a noun. So when you refer to it, it's either L or la, you know, feminine or masculine.
Oh, for their language, because it's stupid.
So there was a huge debate whether it should be feminine or masculine.
What were the things?
L and la.
So it's either L COVID-19 or la COVID-19.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Law's more fun. Go with law.
So they came to the conclusion that it is a feminine noun because it's a disease, or labeled as a disease, and diseases are feminine in French.
Because women are a disease too.
Yeah.
Parasite.
That's very unprogressive. It's sexist for them. It's sexist for them to assume that it's a woman. Okay. Yeah. And the fact that their language, their barbaric language, does not have a genderless.
Barbaric. I love it how ours is the newest language. Out of all of
them. Barbaric. They don't have a genderless, like la and L. It'd be like, well, I think Z is the.
We're not binary.
Yeah, that's stupid.
I just got my license renewed yesterday, and now there's a male, female, or non-binary.
Really?
It's an option on your license. Huh. Or like audit, whatever, you know, you don't. Is it non-binary?
I think it's just.
Does that piss you off seeing that?
No, I don't care. But it's just crazy.
Entrapment.
On your license, you know?
I don't know. I feel like you probably on there should. I mean, let's say you get in a car accident, get knocked out, and they're trying to treat you for something. You treat a man and a woman different.
Do you?
Why? Medically?
No.
Yes.
What? Well, medically, no, you can't.
What are you talking about, though?
What if his wiener got drugs, stuck, but it's a girl?
Dosage, things like that?
Is that a thing?
No, it goes based off of your weight.
100%.
Yeah.
I am almost 100% positive that you have to treat a woman different than a man when it comes to some medication.
It depends on what it is, obviously. If they're on birth control or whatever, you know, that may interact with it differently. But like, let's say a male, 150 pounds, female, 150 pounds, they would get different dosages of something?
Yes.
Really?
We are biologically, like, I can whip a ball like a motherfucker, and Abby cannot throw a ball worth her life.
Oh, this is hot tank, dude.
So you're saying she throws her to death,
but muscle wise, we're built different. And now they can underhand a ball like it's nobody's business, and I would not put myself against them. I'm just saying, overhand, we're built different, man.
It's all in the science. We'll let science take care of that one for us.
I would say that's subjective a little bit. Because I've seen some pretty
medically
built chicks that would throw a lot farther than I
absolutely
would.
There's that one chick I saw on Facebook who can whip a football like a fucking pro athlete.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
Yes, and accurate.
Oh, yes,
super accurate.
Too,
Yeah.
Was she hot, Kyle?
Yeah, I want to see what that arm does.
Buddy. What are we doing? Oh, no.
I was looking for that for way too long.
It still worked. I still hung up on it.
Okay, well, anyways, off topic. I did stumble across a group on Facebook that was go outside and howl at 8 p.m.
Tonight?
And apparently every single night there's a group of like over 500,000 people that will literally stand outside their houses, apartments, condos, whatever, and howl at 8 o'clock.
I will fight every single one of 8 those p.m. people. Every single one of those people.
Over 500,000 members worldwide.
What's it called?
Go outside and howl at 8 p.m.
Okay.
That's literally the name of the Facebook group.
There was, I don't know if you remember this, was it last year or the year before, that little boy with he wanted to make a holiday based on wolves because he liked wolves so much, and it got like millions of people behind it to like celebrate this holiday about wolves.
Really?
Like very similar to that. There was something about howling.
Huh.
That's right when you said that, I thought you were bringing that
you
up.
You gotta howl.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the Facebook group where everyone, they all turn their fans on to push the hurricane.
Oh, the hurricane. Yeah. Well, that's like
the Area 51 thing. Remember that?
On Facebook
Storm
right now.
Area 51.
Yeah. On Facebook, I'm part of a group that we all pretend to be ants. And literally, you got four words. You can attack, Work. Lift. Okay, there's three.
No sleep.
No sleep. No, it's just work. And that's got like 10 million people on the Facebook page.
And that's all you can say?
And that's all you like. That's all. The,
what?
You can pull it up right now.
And that's all you can post in there is attack, work, and lift?
Well, the people post some other stuff, but like literally oh. people just reply with
what is it called?
Attack, a group where we all pretend to be ants.
I love the names, dude.
Oh my God. I just typed in a group where we, and it says pretend boomers, pretend ants, pretend to be ants, all pretend boomers, only give bad advice.
Oh man.
Speak gibberish. There's like
Facebook dude, groups are ridiculous.
There's a lot
man.
Of Facebook groups.
That oh, are yeah. We should have like a Facebook group of the week almost.
Yeah, it's a group where we all pretend to be ants in a colony.
There's enough of them.
One
in an ant.
2 million people.
Yeah, 1.9 million.
That is dumb.
I'm joining right now.
That's a sizable colony.
That is a good size colony.
Well, there's
answer
one that.
All questions.
This is the other one. A group where we all pretend to be dads. Not that one.
I have nothing to go off of.
I'm a part of a couple of tagging groups just for the pure joy of tagging.
Because you can tag things. Their names.
Yes. So, like, when you tag dads. The name, it shows up. Let me see if I can go on some of these groups. It's like one of them is, this seems like evidence in a future legal case, but okay. It's like a tagging thing. It yeah. said, this group is not an airport. There's no need to announce your departure.
They use that one. I get that tagged in a lot of my groups when someone says, kick me out of this group because they don't know how to leave. Someone says, this is not an airport. No need to announce your departure. Yeah. Right in the comments every time. It's great.
That's pretty good. I like that.
I like that.
But talk about a good community, though. It's like those ants people are good people.
Yes, they are. Absolutely, I believe that. A lot of internet people are very supportive, which is kind of strange because sometimes you get roasted. Oh, yeah. But in a lot of those groups, it's like extremely supportive.
Yeah,
it's
like
weird.
Your best friends. It's like they roast the shit out of you, but they lift you up at the same time, just to break you back down. But
right,
we're well, that's very, one of the options.
We must
attack,
be
lift,
very
eat or something.
Did you guys hear about the new Mars rover? Or do you remember that last year? People talking about
trying to name it, right?
Yeah, NASA put out this contest to name the new Mars rover.
Yeah,
and it was
name?
Like whoever gets the most votes on their name wins. So hold on, I have it written down. Rovi McRoveface made it to the top nine.
Didn't they do something
out of like
with the
millions of people?
Bodhi Bing Boatface or something?
That was yes. from that was like from a, the booze cruise.
Was oh. that the booze yeah. cruise? Mm-hmm. I was like, Sam, I'm like sitting right when you started talking about it, I was like, I swear yep. to God, if it's Rovi McRoveface, I'm like, I'm going to snap. Okay, I can snap now.
So Rovi McRoveface made it to the top nine.
Yeah.
And NASA has announced that they will not be going with that.
That's
what's
ridiculous.
The, oh, so it's not decided yet.
It took them a year.
I don't know, actually. Let me check.
Do you guys, I was about to ask how old were you when they named Dragonwood, but I was in sixth grade, so you'd have been in fifth.
Yeah, and we kept saying like dragon plastic.
Well, he wasn't there, but yeah, the vote was like between dragon plastic. So the previous playground was Dragon's Den or Dragon Wood. Sorry,
yeah, it was
Dragon
Wood.
Big, it was Dragon Wood.
It was all made out of wood. I'm sure yep. everybody in every state had.
And then
it.
You had a bunch of splinters.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So the hot. New one came, and the options were Dragon's Lair, Dragon's Den, Dragon Plastic. And I have a damn good feeling that Dragon Plastic won that.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they seconded to Dragon's Den because Dragon Plastic is stupid.
But everybody called it Dragon Plastic.
Everyone still calls it Dragon Plastic.
Yeah.
So the
Mars. Don't let that ever die. It needs to be Dragon Plastic forever.
The Mars rover name is Perseverance.
Oh, of course.
That is.
Oh, that's.
I mean, fuck.
It is what?
Isolate that.
What he meant to say, it dumb.
I love it. How
what?
I'd rather say fuck before I say that. You know, God, it's a weird time.
You're so intolerant.
Oh boy. Because yeah. I just went on a tear about how men and women are biologically different.
Oof.
I mean that in a medical point. I don't mean that like. Like,
oh yeah, I don't.
I'm
think
not gonna get political
wise.
With it.
But. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. I don't care that you broke your elbow.
I have a questionnaire set up for today for Dalton.
Okay, time out. Perseverance is a stupid name because yeah. it's obvious. Yeah. It's like just.
But they like that. NASA likes those.
Oh, yeah. The other ones are. Yeah,
that's why NASA is going to go bankrupt and they're not going to be a company no more.
Give the people what they want.
SpaceX is it, dude.
I'm sorry, but if I was in school and I was like learning about space all young and there was a rover named Rover McRoverface or whatever it was.
Oh, hell
yeah. I would have been like, that is my rover.
That'd be my pen pal. Love that boy.
We need a number two. You name something that a little kid who can't, he didn't know what perseverance is.
But he knows what Rover McRoverface is.
Yeah, he could say Rover McRoverface.
Do you think, is NASA even really like doing things anymore?
It's SpaceX.
Oh, yeah. SpaceX is everything.
Well, NASA doesn't have a lot of funding anymore, but they team up now.
Well, so they say.
Actually, SpaceX just brought some of NASA's junk to the.
Junk.
To the place.
In the trunk.
Every time something leaves our orbit, like people jump on board. Right. Just so you know. Like it's not, SpaceX may launch something, but they take NASA's stuff.
Yeah. It's like all the countries too.
Yeah, or NASA launches something.
It's like, hey, I'm heading to the space center. Do you want me like bring you like a gallon of milk or something?
Yeah. SpaceX.
You guys need some potatoes up there.
SpaceX using NASA like U-Haul. He's like, yeah. 1995. You can rent this thing for the first
Uber,
90
Uber
minutes.
Space.
All right, what's this? What's this questionnaire?
So, are you ready for this?
Depends. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Should I? I'm gonna get the right and wrong buttons out here.
Oh, is, don't get Kyle on those again.
What's the topics here?
Yeah, we're screwed.
Now you can hear them, though. No, knowing they are.
It's just random questions.
Okay, all right.
That I've accumulated throughout the interweb.
All right, I think I'm going to do all right. I think I'll do better at this than the beer taste test because that was Tyler's spiel.
Is cereal soup?
Oh my.
Ooh.
Is I don't cereal think I've soup. Ever heard that question before. I've never even thought of that.
No.
Why?
Soup is warm. Soup is hot. Soup is hot.
But what happens when you make like chickpea soup and then it gets cold? It's yeah. not. A, it's cereal, cereal then?
Have you ever you don't eat it. You throw it in
it's
the sink.
It's pea cereal.
Chickpea soup? Is that the same as split pea soup? Because I've eaten split pea soup cold before.
That's cereal, actually.
Yeah, you ate split pea cereal.
There is probably a different name for it. I bet you the internet said yes, but I'm saying that is not a soup.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, shh.
That was on here. Keep going.
That was one.
What did I get it?
I don't know.
Soup?
Oh, these are just random questions.
Some of them are subjective. If I don't like what you say, I'm hitting the red one.
See, you're like NASA over here. I didn't know what subjective meant.
What is the weirdest smell that you ever smelled?
Ooh. The weirdest, the smelly smell that smells.
The weirdest, smelly. Like most unique.
Not bad, not good, unique.
I don't know that I have ever. I'm trying to think of a scenario where like something died or something got left somewhere too long.
Are we supposed to say names or no?
I should call her.
I can't really pinpoint anything like that.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. That's a lame answer, but
that's fair. No, I was kind of expecting that, but that's I was just curious one. If maybe, because some people, I think if you were asked that, they'd be like, oh, yep.
Just one
second
time.
Second grade.
Yeah.
This time. My brother farted and I smelled his chair.
Well, can I answer that question?
Yeah.
Sure.
Lunch Tupperware that I left in the back of my truck for a week.
I bet.
In 90 degree weather.
It was a bad smell or like something like it smells bad, but you can't stop smelling it.
Yeah.
I know those.
Like, dude, come smell this.
It smelled bad. Like where like you smelled and you puked instantly.
Oh, you know, I take that back. I do have a most unique smell. My dad's girlfriend, when I was like sixth grade, spilt a whole gallon of milk in her back seat.
Oh, thank God.
That little green Chevy Cavalier.
Oh, yeah.
And
yep, I got one now.
Spilt a whole gallon of milk in the back of the thing and left it.
Yep.
And it reeked.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
So,
this, dude.
Same thing.
But it was such a unique smell.
Yeah, it's horrible. So when I worked as a landscaper, Matt had a Dodge Dually, full cab, what do you call it? And, somebody had drinking a chocolate milk halfway, summer. What kind of psychopath
drinks chocolate?
puts it under choice. The. There's like a little cubby under the Dodge seat. That's like a little spot.
Oh yeah.
You put it under there. It blew up.
Oh,
gross.
And I had to, I cleaned that thing like 3 or 4 times head to toe to try to get that out. And it, dude, it
just stunk.
Could not leave.
That sounds terrible.
Only time can heal that wound.
Well,
apparently it's
that's
not
fair.
Long
that's
enough,
fair. Though. That was smell disgusting. What is the funniest joke that you know by heart?
Oh, God. Ugh. I don't know any by heart.
Like, that's weird. Like punchline jokes, like yes. dad jokes.
I'll give you my favorite one. One of all time. I'll never forget it because of Dan Sebastian. This guy is at a bar and he's fucked up and he doesn't want his wife to know that he's been drinking because he's been getting fucked up a lot. So he's sitting at the bar and he throws up on his shirt because he's too drunk.
Yeah.
And so he looks at the guy next to him and he says, "Man, let me buy your shirt for $20, and I'll go home with a clean shirt because I can't let my wife know that I'm getting too fucked up out here because she gets mad at me
because
I've been kind of on a bender, whatever." He's like, "No, how about this? You put the $20 in your pocket, say that someone else puked on your shirt, gave you $20 to buy a new shirt." He's like, "That's a great idea." So he goes home and he goes in with his wife and she's like, "What the hell? You got freaking puke on your shirt." And he's like, no, look, I got money in my pocket. Someone puked on my shirt and they gave me $20 so that I could buy a new shirt." And she's like, "There's $40 in there." She's like, "Yeah, they shit my pants too."
That's bad. Yeah, I got nothing like that.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
That's good. That's good.
Shout out to Dan.
I'm gonna butcher this one really bad though.
Busty crusty.
No, if I actually knew that joke, I probably could have said it a lot better. But I don't know that joke. There's two guys. They're going to. They're over in wherever the Vatican is. Is that Italy?
Rome.
I think it's own thing.
Rome in Italy or what?
Yes.
Rome is in Italy.
I think all three of those were right. The Vatican's its own city, though.
Yeah, like inside its own, Rome, all right. Inside of Italy.
Well,
team geography up
two
in here.
These two guys go to the Vatican.
Yep.
They're down on their luck and everything. Oh. And they go up to the
Hold on. I'm going to stop you right here. This might not be appropriate. I know exactly what you're about to do right now.
No, I'm changing it.
Okay. This exact same joke got me in a lot of trouble in second grade. I heard it at Kyle's house, actually.
Thanks, Dan.
Anyways, continue. Right. I'm sorry.
So these two dudes are down on their luck at the Vatican.
These two dudes are down on their luck, and like they're just like, "Hey, well, the Pope will help us, that he'll bless us and all this stuff." So they go up to the front door of the Vatican. They knock. Well, the one guy gets cold feet. He runs and hides in a bush.
Okay.
Well, the door opens, and the Pope comes out. And all he sees is the Pope do this to his buddy.
Okay.
He just did the Son of the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
And so some more words are said and stuff, and the Pope walks back inside, and his buddy comes out. And his friend's excited. He's like, "Yeah, this is awesome." He hops out. "That was awesome." And he's like, "What do you mean?" He's like, "Well, the Pope just blessed us." He's like, "No, I know he didn't." He said, "You, the barbecue, the other guy in the bush, out of here."
Okay. There was obviously a...
That's the most cleanest version I've ever heard of that freaking joke in my whole life. And we're not allowed to tell the explicit on here because it is very explicit.
Honestly, I have no idea what the word of the barbecue came from.
I don't know what's going on.
I forgot they were grilling out there. They were camping out.
They were waiting for 3 days for the Pope to come out to bless them. To bless them. That's what they needed was the Pope's blessing. Like they had been waiting 3 days.
You're going to have to tell me the real version because I'm
Yeah,
lost.
We're going to need that after. We need an On Tap with the Boys after hours.
Yeah, no, lost. We do. No, we don't.
Okay. All right, hit me with the next one.
Name a scene from a kid's movie that scarred you.
Oh.
Ooh, okay. Bro. Kid's movie.
Science.
That's not a kid's movie.
That's not a kid's movie, but I would agree with you.
Oh, that's a movie.
Swing away, George.
What did you say?
Science. Signs.
Fuck is Signs?
With Joaquin Phoenix and Dennis Quaid.
The aliens.
What?
Is it Dennis Quaid?
Those are the people that you named before Mel Gibson.
I've never heard those names.
Is it? No, it's Mel Gibson is the lead actor.
Dennis Quaid's not even in it.
Friggin' Shyamalan Ding Dong. You don't know.
M. Night Shyamalan's in it. He's the dude that drives up in the truck that killed his wife.
I don't. How do you name those guys before Mel Gibson? Let's talk about that. Because I always forget.
Is it Mel Gibson or Dennis Quaid?
Oh, is that the one with Charlie Sheen? And he's got the bone.
That's a scary movie.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie before.
Scary movie made fun of Signs.
Yeah, they did.
Is that the one where he ODs on the Viagra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
That I think they make fun of Signs
now. Falls out
the
window
with
it. Yeah. ODs on Viagra. Kids scene that scarred you.
Kids scene that scarred me.
Mine for sure was Harry Potter when that dude was eating that unicorn in the forest.
Oh, really?
I had nightmares about that for a long time after.
Oh, dude, I was going a totally different direction. I was like thinking, like dude, like Toy Story 3 made me cry so bad, so much, dude.
Oh, you're an adult.
I don't know.
I was gonna say Toy Story 3 came out when we were like 19.
No, that's hey, what I thought.
It ain't our fault they waited 10 years, all right?
Dude. Yeah. Bullshit. No, but when he Andy went to college and he left the toys, that got me, bro.
Dude, okay. I don't think I've been scarred by a kid's movie. I'm real lame for this questionnaire, but I'm glad we're all pitching in.
Kids movie.
Well, or TV here's show, a good one for you.
Whatever.
Best Wi-Fi name you've ever seen.
Oh, here we go. I can do it. There's Pretty Fly for a Wi-Fi, which was one that we had. We had that in Duluth when we lived there. Tell My Wi-Fi Lover is the best one.
Tell My Wi-Fi Lover.
Yes, that's the best one that I've seen. FBI Surveillance Man, dude, that's super lame. You got to get rid of that.
is that yours?
No.
Oh,
I see that one all the time. I saw that one all the time when I was a cable guy. There was like people would name them like, "This is not yours." Oh, here's one. When I worked at Chubby's in town, they didn't protect it, so it was open. Someone went in and changed the name. To you should protect this. And then someone else went in and changed the name to Agreed. And honestly, it was Agreed for a few years.
Which one's ours?
So whoever that was, they were a white hat being real nice. They hacked in, played their game, and left.
Hacked into the mainframe.
Well, we're coming up pretty close on the time here. Is there any closing remarks that you guys would like to tell the visioners?
The visioners. The
visioners.
I have the hiccups.
Bushlight Apple. It's okay, but it's 6.5. Not awesome.
Overrated.
Overrated.
I would chug a couple of them.
Oh, I was going to go back. The coin shortage. I don't see it because all I see is dimes around
here. Oh! Let's go!
Thanks for listening to On Tap with the Boys. Be sure to follow us on social media and stay updated. Tune in next week for another episode about Tyler's problems.